Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word, because it is alive and it is true. And we thank you, God. I decree and declare, because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over me. I decree and declare that God will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield. I decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your words, your spirit, they comfort me. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught by the Lord. I decree and declare a merry heart heals our soul and is medicine to our bones. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and health. I decree and declare for poverty you have given us wealth, for sickness you have given us health. I decree and declare it has been given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto our bosom. I decree and declare we shall sow bountifully, and therefore we will reap bountifully. I decree and declare we will be cheerful givers, and God has made all grace abound towards us, that having sufficiency in all things, we do abound in every good work. I decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want, and there is no lack in him. I decree and declare we are partakers of the divine nature. And I decree and declare we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And I decree and declare, bless our bread and water and take sickness away from our lives. Prophetess, please open up the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Father God, I thank you for your mercy and your goodness, your love and your loving kindness, and for drawing us together once again, God, lifting up our voices to you this morning, God, giving you glory, giving you honor and praise, God, and giving you thanksgiving, oh God. Thank you for this company of prophets and for this platform which the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah have allowed us to come and pour out our hearts before you, God, praying for your people, lifting up their needs, oh God. God, I ask you to strengthen each and every person on the line, Lord, each and every listener, each and every heart. God, touch them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Have compassion on your people, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, which endures forever, O God. And I ask you to bless this company of prophets. Strengthen them, God. Keep them, God. Prosper their hands, God. Prosper their hands, Lord. Just prosper them and bless them. God, I ask you also to look upon those names that are on the sick and shut-in list, O God. Strengthen your people, God. Heal them. Healing is in your hands, God. And we thank you for that. We thank you for our healing, O God. We thank you for your mercy. And God, I ask you to look upon our government, the things that are going on in our government, the things that are affecting people. God, we know what you said in written judgments. So many things are going down, God. But we trust in you. We rely on you. And we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your guardian angels. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for daily supplying our needs, God. And we thank you that we don't trust in our government, but we trust in you. Oh God, give us grace and give us peace. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for being able to come before your throne through prayer with the prophets. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry and for them teaching and training us for change and transformation and for who you are, Lord, and for the prophetic and globalizing the prophetic worldwide. I thank you that I have a part in that as well as each and every prophet that's on this line and worldwide. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Barian and Mother Gladys and all the mothers around the world. Continue to strengthen them mind, heart, and soul. I thank you for the children, for all the children worldwide, and thank you for protecting them in their comings and goings. And I thank you for the fresh wind of peace that you give each and every family represented and worldwide. I thank you for the listeners that came on. I thank you for their healings. I thank you for those that are on the sick and shut-in list for their total healing, including myself, Lord. I thank you for who you are, and I thank you for your word, the Bible, for that is our foundation. And I thank you for all the leaders worldwide who teach your people in the way that they should go. And I thank you for all things through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. I love you, Lord. Amen.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and establish my goings. And Father God, we bless your name for this psalm, Father God. We thank you for establishing us, Father God. Thank you, God, for we stand on you. That is the rock, Father God. We bless your name and thank you for bringing us out of a horrible pit, Father God. We thank you for your grace and for wisdom, Father God, in this season. Thank you for greater faith. Thank you for power that you've given us. Thank you for healing. Thank you for seeds. We're able to sow seeds and bless ministries, Father God, for your works, Father God. Thank you for our leaders, Bishop Jordan, Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God. Continue to hold them up, Father God, and move through them. Thank you for our ancestors, Father God, that prayed for us even on this day, God, that we will stand in this season, Father God. Thank you for favor in careers as we touch and agree, Father God, even for those things, for you said you give us the desires of our hearts. Thank you for favor in business networking, our homes. We decree and declare life and life more abundantly, sight beyond sight, and the awakening of our people, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for covering Ronald Blake, Frank and Cynthia Tucker, Father God, marriages, Father God, Rosalind Smith for housing, and we cancel out any fear, Father God, in our lives or around our lives, but no weapon that is formed against us, whether it be a word or anything, shall prosper. We thank you, God, for even looking on the homeless and those in shelters and in prisons in these days, Father God, for as we reach out and cry, Father God, you hear us, Father God. Thank you for deliverance, love, and the soundful peace of mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you thanks, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our steps, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. We thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping them to accomplish your plan to proclaim your name in all the earth, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for letting us press towards the mark of our high calling, God, and Jesus and Christ Jesus, God, the Lord and Savior, this new year, God. We thank you, God, for being patient. We thank you, God, for your grace and mercy, oh God. We thank you, God, for granting us this new year the faith to live the life of a Christian. We thank you, God, that we may seek first of all thy kingdom and its righteousness. May our highest ambition, Father God, be to know you more, filled to follow you and your footsteps, oh God. We thank you, God, and we thank you, God, for being our foundation of light and love, oh God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and protecting us and guiding us wherever we may be. And we thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to body and spirit, God. And we thank you, God, for letting us be mindful of your presence. We thank you, God, for relationship healing. We thank you, God, for divine relationship. And we thank you, God, for healing us, all that in need of healing, healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. We thank you, God, for renewed strength. We thank you, God, for renewed energy. We thank you, God, for letting us completing things in this season. We thank you, God, for the push. And we thank you, God, for health insurance for all your people and all the people that's who are in need, oh God. And we thank you, God, for stretching us in our spiritual life as well, oh God, and to be together in you as one in the I am, God, with us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for healing us. We thank you, God, for protecting our children, protecting us, our children, and all our loved ones all around us, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous. We thank you, God, that we are above only, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your mighty, precious, and masterful name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, you are mighty to save. You are the hope of all nations. And we thank you, Father God. Let the nations, Father, be awakened, and let the earth hear the voice of the Lord, Father. Judge the nations in your sight, Father, and put them to fear, that they may know themselves to be but men. Father, we ask that God, that all of creation groans and labors to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Send forth your spirit of truth to bear witness of you and to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. We pray for salvation for those who are not saved, God. We pray for every nation, Father God, that you will loose and dispatch your angels, Father God, and govern every city with your power and with your mighty hand, God. We thank you for victory on every side, Lord. And we pray, Father God, for ministry, evangelism, and we pray that salvation in every city, and that the gospel will be preached in the four corners of the earth, God, and that everyone will have an opportunity to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. We pray for our generations, our children, and we pray for our seed, and the next generation, Father God, that they will, Father God, be saved, sanctified, and filled with your Spirit, Lord. We thank you right now, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We ask that you continually teach us how to pray and teach us how to come before you, Father God, with a humble heart. And Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and see his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? 1 John 3:16-17. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just loving us and cleansing us before you even loved us, before we even loved ourselves, oh dear God. We want to thank you for the many the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. We want to thank and praise your name for all those names that has been lifted up on the prayer list, oh Father God, that you will continue to heal their bodies, that you will give them renewed strength, that you will give them a new countenance about them, oh Father God, that you will also give consolation to those that are in bereavement mode, oh dear God. We thank you for just healing our families, oh dear God. We thank you for the company of prophets that's on the line in the forefront, being humble and faithful to your call of grace, oh dear God. We thank you for those that are listening in the background that are also we are interceding for, Father God. We thank you for the fivefold ministry, oh dear God, that they will continue to uplift, that we will continue to uplift them, oh dear God, as they continue to speak your word, oh dear God, to follow the unction of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank and we praise you like never before, Lord God, because you said that you will continue to give us the gifts of our hearts, oh dear God. And Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for just continuing to bless each and every one of us, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for our Archbishop Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for just opening up this door for us to be a yes, oh dear God, to humbly come to your throne of grace, Lord God. And Lord God, we just want to say thank you, and we want to just say we humble before you, and we shabbat you in this season, and that we will continue to be the remnant in the earth that you have called us to be, to do your will, that you will also cleanse us like snow, oh dear God, and open up new doors, new relationships, so that we will be able to go through them with your blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. For thou art our King, O God. Command deliverances. for this your people. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and remnant whom the Lord shall call. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess her possessions. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. For we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. You're our fortress. And you're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, for great deliverance. Even as we pray, your anointing for healing is flowing on this line even now, touching every heart, touching every mind. Father God, not only are you delivering and reversing every curse, you're delivering from the effects of the curses. You're delivering us from the residual effects of every negative prayer prayed against your people. You're reversing every generational curse and every effect and every impact of the curse, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breaking of curses. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us from every captive spirit. Every bondage, every yoke is destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for wealth and riches are in our house. And everything that has been stolen from us generationally is being restored unto us even now. We thank you, Lord God, for generational healing, generational deliverance, generational flow of your anointing, destroying every yoke. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair of relationships. Hallelujah. A family, my God. Of marriages, Lord God. Everyone who's seeking to be married, Lord God, we just remove the blockage. And we destroy and send back to the sender every generational curse of divorce, of adultery, of domestic violence. We break the band of wickedness even now, and we plead the blood of Jesus against every yoke of bondage, generational bondage, mental health issues, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disease, Lord God, addiction of every kind. Let your anointing flow for healing and deliverance to the captives even now. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now. Asha karobrasha. Come forth fruit, good fruit, healthy fruit. Halabosheta. Fruit of prosperity, fruit of healing, fruit of deliverance, fruit araboshelaba, manifest. We bring forth our fruit now in this season, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, God, for blessing the works of our hands. You said you would bless what we put our hands forth to do. Father God, we decree it so businesses come forth. We thank you, Lord God, for the transition of wealth and power. We thank you, Lord God, for the elevation and the new positions. We thank you, Lord God, for expansion. We thank you, Lord God, for every demonic force of containment is broken and released from us even now, and we move into our elevated place and our promotion. Thank you for the changing of the guards. We give you the glory and honor for our Archbishop, Pastor Providence Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the works of justice and righteousness in our regard. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that's present to heal, deliver, and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, every prayer request, unspoken and spoken, Lord God, we pray for the victory and breakthrough for this, your people. Everyone on the sound of our voice, God, we ask that you allow your presence to be felt on this line. Lord, allow your anointing to flow into every household, shifting the atmosphere of their home. God, where there's confusion, we call forth peace and divine order and unity and restoration and repair. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Let us worship.
Amen. That's your prayer and your praise on this morning. Allow a spirit of gratitude and worship to carry you through your day on today. Amen and amen. Thank you all for being on the call. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your stand. Some of you are on this call every night, and we just thank you
for your commitment and for your faithfulness. Amen. As we band together, lifting up one voice and one sound, nothing shall be impossible unto us. When we stand together in prayer, we can shift any atmosphere and we can break the bands of wickedness. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Amen and amen. Now for our announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. On New Year's Eve, December 31st at 10 p.m., there's an oil mixing service. Amen. RSVP at 888-831-0434. And the service will be at the Eagles House at 310 Riverside Drive in New York. Amen. And if you are blessed by this prayer and blessed to be able to be on these calls and have these calls come into your home every or your job, wherever you are, amen, and you want to see these calls continue, amen, text your donation to 646-762-0433. Amen. Lives have been changed, spared, amen, and restored because of these prayer calls. And you never know when your crisis moment will avail where you need the prophets to stand with and for you. Let's continue to support, amen, this midnight cry. Amen. Prophecology, February 23rd through the 26th, 2018. Amen. Register. If you're in the Book of the Month Club, you must still register. Amen. At www.prophecology.com. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio. Join a live conference call every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Amen. Join the company of prophets. Amen. For a live conference call. Amen. And then 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua and the company of prophets on the live conference call for an amazing anointed teaching. Amen. And you will be able to also receive a prophetic word from the prophets on the morning calls and also on the 8 p.m. calls. And then lastly, but definitely not least, join Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan for Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. Amen, every single night. And if those of you who are on Facebook, Pastor extended an invitation, amen, for you to submit your prayer request on her page, amen, and to meet her on the Midnight Cry, but also it's 6 days until her birthday, and she just wanted to celebrate with you by having you submit one thing that you wanted to believe God for, and she was going to personally pray for you. Amen. So God bless you. And again, Company of Prophets, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Again, forgive me for my getting my days mixed up. Amen. But I'm grateful to have a company of prophets, powerful women of God that I can call upon, amen, to be a yes and to stand. Amen. And I know that there's not one of you that can lead this call and things fall to the ground. Each of you are anointed, powerful women of God, and the Lord uses you mightily, and I'm just honored to be able to serve with you. Thank you again. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it all, Prophetess.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Olivia. Amen. And I'm going to say, have a wonderful Friday. And join us again for another Midnight Cry. Don't forget to post the phone number on your Facebook page. Invite someone. And as you see, people are transitioning. People are having tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. Things are happening. And there's a police officer in Georgia that's fighting for her life, shot in the head for responding to a domestic violence call. Amen. Let's lift the people of God up. Invite them to these calls. Amen. And let us stand for the people of God. Let them experience the power of prophetic prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you is our prayer.
God bless you too.
Amen.
God bless you.